Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm glad you're here. I'm glad the Friedsons are here. Felice and Michael are here, folks. Felice is the president and CEO of the Media Line. Michael is the co-leader there in that group. They're outstanding journalists. It's an American news agency based out of Jerusalem. They cover the Middle East in a very honest broker way, and we're so happy they're part of our world. Felice, welcome back.
Thank you. We're both happy to be on with you as usual, and so much happening since we spoke with you last.
It's good to have you here, Felice.
A lot happening in the...
Good to talk to you, Michael. Welcome to the
Thank
show,
you.
Michael.
Thank you. It's always great to be with you.
It's good to have you guys here. So, Felice... When I saw the news about the women's face-to-face forum that the Abraham Accords that part of this new relationship between the Gulf states and Israel, I'm thinking finally the women are in charge. Maybe something will happen, right, Felice?
Well, you said it. Nice to hear you say it. I think a lot is going on behind the scenes. You have to understand that it's a new relationship. Think of it as an engagement. It's extremely important for the Israelis and the Emiratis to get to understand each other, know each other. There are a lot of business deals coming together. A lot of it is under the table. I just had a conversation just even a half hour ago in the UAE directly about what happened, but much of it you're not reading in the press.
Right.
There was a woman's gathering with the assistant mayor from Jerusalem. She had helped to put this together with a co-founder of hers. Israeli women and United Arab Emirate women together, and a very interesting dialogue that emerged that I wrote about that you can read about on themedialine.org.
Yeah, you called it the,
but what's
it's called the Gulf,
is this is only,
Gulf Israeli Women's Forum. Is that what it's called?
That's correct. Yes, it is. And I think it's the beginning of getting women together from both sides. They're just talking now. The idea is to get lots of business to business, from small business and beyond, to actually come together and create mutual business activities,
mm-hmm.
and you see that happening on many levels, whether it's health, whether it's tourism, whether it's dealing with food. You know, there's so many things that are happening at the same time. There's water, technology. There's also a major fund that was developed called the Abraham Fund, which is going to be an opportunity also dealing with business. Israel is going to actually house the place for the Abraham Fund,
mm-hmm.
and there's going to be tremendous business development between the United Arab Emirates and the United States.
When did the forum happen?
It was several weeks ago.
Okay.
How many
women attended, and were there women from both, from the Emirates and Bahrain and Israel? Who was there?
Yes, they had women from both sides. You know, you had a professor that came who was from the IDC, the Interdisciplinary Center in Herzliya, and she's an expert on counterterrorism. And she spoke about her background, and she's looking for all kinds of partnership in terms of getting United Arab Emirates involved in the counterterrorism,
mm-hmm.
as well through their university in order to bring young people from the UAE there. So she had several, I'd say, agendas going there as well. But
right.
then there's also some interesting women who were there. One woman in particular who is the like Oprah of the middle of the UAE. And she is a life coach, the first woman life coach in maybe the Middle East.
What a breakthrough.
And she has a television program. Yeah, a reality program. And so she was talking about her plight. She actually was involved in being on air and creating all kinds of ads,
right.
and spoken in an ad to the Israelis, too. So there's a lot going on that's very interesting behind the scenes.
You know, Michael, this is very exciting to me. I've traveled in the Middle East, as you guys know. I've been to the Emirates. I've been to Bahrain, Qatar, Kuwait. one of the things that's interesting to me about all this, Michael, is in the Arab culture, the children stay with the mother, and the boys are only handed over to the father when they're about 12 or 13, when they become teenagers. The women mold the boys' ideas in the early days. They stay with the women. And if we've got women in the Middle East now, in the Muslim world, Michael, who are thinking the way this forum is headed, that could change the future of relationships. And we're talking about the, at the headwaters, at the seedbed of the future in this Islam. What do you think, Michael?
I think you're right on the mark. If the mother is the nurturing mother in the classic sense that we Americans like to believe and understand, a mother is going to not force upon their children or expose their children to the jihad concept, the martyrdom, blood for whatever purpose they want. The classic mothering relationship can only do good things, and it's long, long overdue.
What do you think about that, Felice?
I want to clarify something. Well, I wanted to clarify something also because I had two women in mind. The woman who actually, and I wanted to say this is a very interesting story, this woman named Mai Alabadi, and this woman actually is in the middle of writing a cookbook with Elie Kriel called Kosherati, bringing the kosher view and the Jewish view coupled with the Emirati food, and they're creating a cookbook.
Wow, that would have been blasphemy. That would have been blasphemy 2 years ago.
Well, there you go. Interesting things are happening.
Yeah.
So this woman actually was studying Hebrew for the last year, so she's the one.
An Emirati studying Hebrew.
She's the one. Yeah, she's studying Hebrew, and she actually did ads for the local newspaper, which was sort of saying shalom, hello to their Israeli counterparts,
right,
welcoming them when the Accords had come together. So they're interesting. Things happening. She did this in fluent Hebrew in the ad.
Wow.
And what's interesting is that you would see all of it transcribed in Arabic. And she wears an abaya. So it's fascinating to just juxtapose that against something you might have dreamed of 10 years ago that you probably never would have seen that vision, which is quite remarkable.
Right. It is remarkable.
Now, I think you have to also understand these women are very educated.
Hold on to that thought. I need your website quickly.
TheMediaLine.org.
Check that out, folks. It's an American news agency in the Middle East, based in Jerusalem, covering the Middle East. Folks, I want to remind you, if you don't know, when we talk about Emiratis, it's United Arab Emirates. That's Abu Dhabi, Sharjah, Dubai, that region down there. They're south of Bahrain and Qatar. Different places. You got to remember that. 20 after, right after the break. We'll be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.